Okay, let's wrap up the last few parts of Zvachim. It's probably the last shir on Hashrechet Vamale. I don't want to give two more shirim on the last parak in Zvachim. Says the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis. So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah brings down, I didn't quote it on the seat, but the Mishnah says, Hela v'chozal v'hela. If you take various parts of the Emurim, various parts of the Evarim, you male it, you makter it outside, and then you makter another part, and you makter another part. You do it in parts. The Evarim, the Emurim, you cut up in parts, and you male that one by one. Not all in one shot, but part by part. And the Gemara Rashi says that in between you realize, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Well, and then you do it again. And you noida, and then you do it again. And the question is, are you chayiv b'shoigek, are you chayiv five chatois, or are you chayiv one chatis? So the machlok is in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, you chayiv in every aliyah b'chutz, every aver, part of the aver, you chayiv on separately. And Rabbi Yossi says, you only chayiv one chatos. Till you do the whole thing. So that's the Mishnah. Says the machlok is Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Ula. Amr Rish Lakish. Says Rish Lakish. Machlokes bedalet vehei evarim. The machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi is between four and five different limbs. The Marsova, the one holds kiksiv la soy soy soy. It says in the pasuk that if you shoychet yale zevach la soy 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 to do it. So one mandama says kiksiv la soy soy soy. Then when it says that you are bringing it up bechutz. Ale shalem uchayov, veine chayov ale chosel, which says that you chayov schutz only on the shalem, and not on the chosel, only on the full amount, and not on parts, akol abehema ksiv. It's talking about all together. In other words, you chayov only in the entire behema. And therefore, Reb Shimon says, or Reb Yaisi says, you chayov only one. Why you chayov only one? Because you bring every aver separately. It says lasas. Oh, you say that means has to be an entire behemah. So until you fulfilled all five of them and you brought the entire behemah, all the emurim of the behemah as a carbon outside, you're not chayiv. Umasavar and other mandamah holds know that akol eva veiver ksiv. When it says that lasas oh, say has to be chas shalem and not chaser whole, it means every aver. So therefore, every aver by itself, you're going to be chayiv a separate carbon. Aval aver echod, but if you take one aver and you divide it into five different pieces, divrakol ein chayiv alachas. For sure you only chayiv one. Why? Because you need at least a shalem on an aver. So the first mandomar is Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that it says the pasuk la sois oisai, ala shalem uchayiv. Vein chayiv alachaser, you chayiv only on the entire and not on pieces, so does it mean the entire behemah or the entire aver? That's a machlikus in the Mishnah. That's one man nomar. Rabbi Yechon says no. Machlikus be'aver echot. The machlikus, Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, if you take one aver and you cut it into five different pieces, the masavah, because one man nomar holds, muktore pnim shechosru ve'helo b'chutz chayav, that if you take things which are supposed to be burnt on the inside the base of Mikdash, shechosroi, and you broke them apart, v'hel b'chutz, and you put them outside, you're still chayev. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yechonon Oma, machlekes be'verecha, you see by the star, u'dekule alma oisei, akol eva ve'evaksiv. Of course, has to be shalem, has to be one eva. Umanu mechayev savar. So why does the man Oma say chayev even a half an aver? Because he holds muktore pnim shechaser ve'elo b'chutz chayev. Why? The madrinon poik in the mizbeach davelu chaser. Because you see in the mizbeach also, if a piece of the aver of the emurim falls down, you put it back up. So you see, it's called a haktari even on parts of it. V'chiksiv oisa muktore chutz ksiv. Aye, it says has to be only whole, not chaser. That means something which is muktore chutz, something which you shechted in the outside as chute chutz, and then you want to burn that on the outside. But everybody agrees that if you shecht something on the inside, and you're supposed to burn it on the inside, and now you take it to the outside, then as long as it's, even if it's, one mandomer says, that even if it's part of an Aver, you chayiv in each one separately. And the other manomer says, no, it has to be an Aver Shalem. That's the second manomer. Okay, we can skip this. Upligi de Ula. Let's get to this part. And they all both argue on Ula. Ula has his third sheet. The Om Ula, the Ula says, Hakol moidim b'muktorei pnim shechosru v'helu b'chutz shechayiv. Everybody agrees that muktorei pnim shechosru v'helu b'chutz, which means I have a regular carbon and I'm ready to shecht it. I shecht it on the inside in the base of Mikdash, and then I have a bunch of avarim. I have one aver, kloyos. I have the kidneys. I have to burn it on the mizbeach and I take it outside in different parts. Muktorei pnim shechosroi. You cut it in pieces. V'helu b'chutz, and you brought it outside to be makter it. Everybody agrees. Shechayev. Yechayev. Lo nechleku le muktorei chutz shechosroi v'helu b'chutz. Masa v'potu masa v'chayev. The whole machloek is only if something was shechted on the outside and you cut it up and bring it up in pieces, then there's a shaila. But everybody agrees that if this kidneys, the kloyos, was meant to be burnt on the inside and you cut it up into pieces and you put it on the outside, then on each part that you're putting on, each part that you're burning, you chayiv a separate chiyiv of halah. Asks Rashi a question, what do you mean? It says, lasos oisoi, it means only sholem and not chaser. What does that mean? So Rashi says, loy nechleku elo b'muktori chutz shehelo b'chutz, maso v'chayov, the manama says yichayov, the chiksiv oisoi, because when it says, everybody says muktori pnim, that you cut up in pieces, yichay b'chutz. The machloik is why? Because that's what the pasuk is going on. The machloik is if muktorei chutz, which means I shechted on the outside, chutei chutz, and now I want to burn it on the outside, the kloyos, and I cut it up into pieces. Here the pasuk says, lasoy soy soy has to be whole and not sholem, has to be sholem and not pieces, and not cut up. Only then I'm chayiv. So one manomer says, therefore, I'm only chayiv. Only one. If I cut up the kidneys into five different pieces, I'm only chayiv after I brought up all five. Because it says, las hazoisoi. What does it mean, las hazoisoi? That the kidney or the evarim that you're shechting on the outside, which is chut echutz, and you want to burn it on the outside, you're only chayiv if it's sholem and not chaser. Las hazoisoi has to be sholem, complete, and not chaser. But the other mandoma holds that even pieces, I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv even pieces? After all, it says, las hazoisoi, it's got to say somewhere, las hazoisoi, muktorei pnim, everybody agrees, I can bring up in pieces. But it says, las hazoisoi, only shalem, only full, and not in pieces. What is that talking about? Why does the Gemara say, why does Reb Shimon say, you chayiv even on pieces? Says Rashi, because las hazoisoi comes to tell me, you can have it in pieces, as long as it's more than a kezayis. That's what the pasuk comes to tell me. Look in Rashi. Loi nechleku ele b'muktorei chutz, masa v'chayev. The manoma says the chayev. Each and every one, every piece is chayev. Why? The chiksiv oisoi, it says on somewhere. Where does it say it on? Limu'utei poches mikazayis asa. It comes to tell me if I burn less than a kazayis. She'ein haktara shleimo. That's already not a haktara shleimo. That's what I'm potter on. So again, forget about the first part. But I had to get to the first one in order to get to Ula. But basically, Ula tells us that everybody agrees something which gets shechted on the inside, then even if you bring little pieces out, you're chayiv on. Clearly, you're chayiv on. What's the machlokes, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi, on little pieces, if you shecht it on the outside and you want to burn it on the outside? One Malnoma says, it says, lasai zoisai. It's got to be whole. It can't be pieces. So you're not chayiv until all six pieces, which constitute one aver, one kidney, is burnt. You only chayiv achas. Mashiach, another manoma says, no, you chayiv in each one. It says in the Torah, las hazoisoi. What is that going on? It means, las hazoisoi, make sure it's a kezayis. You only chayiv if it's at least a kezayis. Questions? Straightforward. That's the Gemara. Comes along Tosfos. Lai nechleku ele b'muktur yichud shechosru v'helam v'chutz masra v'chayiv. Pirush b'kuntris. Shein aktorah shleima ukedorish lekamon. Comes along Tosavim Taimal umay taima boikro limutei pachas mikazayis. Heichon motzinu shechayva teire bechatzi shiur vechatzi zayis chatzi shiur deloy motzinu aktorah lischayva pachas mikazayis loy lenyi machshava vishum davo. He says, yeah, by Sir Dvash, by Levoino, that's where we find less in Gazayas, even a court, special pasuk. But why do you need a pasuk to tell me? That what's Lassus Isaac coming to tell me? That if I burn less than the Gazayas, then I'm going to be put, then I'm going to be put, and therefore it has to be only more than Gazayas. What do you mean? It's never called Akhtara unless it's Gazayas. Entire Kachim, unless I do Gazayas, I'm not chayven anything. So why do you need a special pasuk to tell me, Lassus Isaac to tell me, then unless it's a kezayis, I'm not going to be chayiv. Push it. You don't need a pasuk for that.
Is that Torah considered achila?
It's avoida.
Is that Torah, in other words, is it kezayis by achila?
By all the things, this is...
Tzrika has to be a kezayis?
Tzrika doesn't have to be a kezayis.
So
no, but haktorah. But haktorah is no different.
It's called achila, then I hear.
It's achila's mizbeach, yeah. Okay. Clearly. Right, it's achila's mizbeach. By pigle, by anything. You're asking a good question. You're saying Zrika's dam does not need. Okay, but Zrika's dam is not. And Tosis Rai is only from Keteris. What are you talking about? He's talking about Sir Dvash and Levoina, things that go on the Mizbeach, right? Not things which are thrown Zrika. But all the things, he says, clearly need a Kazais. So therefore, Tosis' question is, why need a Pasuk? Says Tosis by Nama Gimel, V'yesh Leimah, the Shema, maybe, Kivan de Mahadrinon Poikim, Pachas Mikazayis. Since if a little piece falls off the Mizbeach, inside the Mizbeach, this little piece falls off, you return Mahadrinon Poikin, you return the pieces that fell off, even less than the Kezayis. Havamina, I would have thought, the Mechayev Bachutz, Ilav Dechsiv Oisai. So I thought, if I do Halah Bachutz, I'm also going to be Chayev less than Kezayis. Just like Adure Poikin. And the Biskrov explains, why is that? And he says, that you're right. Of course it's not a Maisa Haktara less than the Kezayis. Adure Poikin is not a Maisa Haktara. But, so why do you return Adure Poikin? Why do you return a piece of the fat of the limb that fell off? He says, because there's a halacha that the entire thing has to be burnt. So it's not a Maisa Haktara, but the entire thing needs to be burnt. So we see that it's called a Haktara for some degree, it's called a Haktara inside, even a less than the Kezayis. So if it's called a haktara, there's a habamina that halah shchut echutz, which is also you're mimicking what you're doing on the inside. So it's a form of haktara. So I would think yuchayev as halah bachutz on less than kezayis. Kamashulam, that's why you need a pasuk to tell me. Yes.
When you say if it's less than kezayis, not really missing from the it's poking.
I know, but because there's a halacha. Because the halacha says, look where he writes it in number 3. Umoran agrees the bahadure poikin lekalach the maisak torah el ikashi hadova mukta. The entire thing has got to be burnt. Once something is missing, the entire thing is not burnt. Yeah, because the entire thing is not being burnt. But all we see from over here, velachin leka b'zin dein haktorah pachs mekazayis. But it's called a shame haktorah, or the mikdash David wants to say. Look what he writes. The hodem at number 2. The hodem adrin and poikin apachs mekazayis k'mashkash teisus ochim afagav dein haktorah. What does that mean? It's like a continuation. It's a shame aktar it is, but it's not a avoid, it's not a chefs of aktar, but at least it's aktar it is. Okay, so that we see. In other words, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is that when you are doing something on the outside, which is halah, aktar bachutz, are you bringing a carbon? No. Are you affecting anything? No. You're doing a Mais Havera, correct? But a Mais Havera at least has to have a Shem Haktara. So what's at least a Shem Haktara? At least a Shem Haktara is even less than a Kezayis. We see Adure Poikin. It's called a Shem Haktara. So I'm doing a Haktara Bachutz, therefore I'm Chayev. Same thing. That's the concept. That's what comes out over here. Aisha tells me no. Kamash Lo, and you need a Pasuk, then no. Correct. That's why I need a pasuk. But in effect, really, meaning what it's shedding light on the whole halah bachutz and the shchut echutz, that it's not anything, you're not really doing an avodah, because nothing is really taking place, you're doing something bad, you're doing something wrong, you're taking a carbon, you're doing it outside, you're not doing an avodah like in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's got to at least be a shame haktara. So I would think even less nikazais, that's a shame akdara. Come ask him on the pasuk, that you don't have that. That's all the Gemara says over here. The what? Not shlemus, he said because of less nikazais, this is talking about. Yeah, Rashi's saying that when it says lasas oisa, it means that it doesn't have to be sholem, to be less, as least sick as ice.
Isn't Rashi saying that's already called sholem?
Right, that's called a kazais.
But Tosfos doesn't have an explanation to what?
How does Tosfos explain sholem? Tosfos is not arguing Rashi. He's explaining Rashi what the Havim mean is that you need a pasuk.
Oh, he's not arguing
Rashi? Not arguing Rashi. Bimtoima my time of boikra, we shlame the seven nim khan the hadn poikin, pox the guys have minimum chai bechutz, you laugh to the voice. I actually saw, and I didn't want to give a shir about that, but I saw it from the shirum from Bavon Meshuv Soloveitchik. He has a whole thing that have a minute knew that also, and what's a chiddush and a maskana, and it was too complicated. I said, I'm not ahead for that. We'll leave that for another time. But anyway, let's learn Pasha Taisus. What makatuv of Ian Taisus? Very simple. All Taisus says, the chiddush is that even though halah bachutz and shchut echutz, nothing is really taking place. It's a puzzle avoider. Nothing is doing good over here. You're not bringing a carbon. Nevertheless, it has to still mimic a type of carbon. And therefore, it has to fit kind of what's happening on the inside in order to be chayev on shchute chutz or haktorah bachutz. Right? Haktorah bachutz, it's got to mimic. So that's what I just want to say. Well, since we see hadurei poikin less than kazayis, I would think that even on the outside, less than kazayis, you need a special pasuk for that. Atkan. So the Minchas of Rome asked the question. I've seen others also ask the question. So wait a second. There is another thing that a person can do wrong with the carbon. Right? Another thing that a person can do wrong with the carbon where nothing is really taking place. And it's also forbidden. He's also chayiv. What's that? What's another thing? Not to take the carbon and to do it on the outside, but another thing you can do with the carbon on the inside, and you chayiv, and you're not doing anything, but it has to mimic a carbon. What is that? No. A zar, a non-kohen that does the avodah, even on the inside, also is not doing anything, and he's chayiv because he's mimicking the avodah. Similar to bachutz. Just like somebody does it bachutz, he's chayiv. Even if he does it on the inside,
if he's a zar,
he's also chayiv, right? That's the classic case. If you want to see, for example, the Rambam says the halachas of zar very interestingly, very nicely, in number 7. Turn to number 7 in the sheet a little bit further. Zar sha'avad b'migdos, halacha aleph, perek tes, B.S. Migdus, Zar Sha'ovad B'Migdus, Avoidosei Psulo. A Zar that works in a Migdus is Avoides Posel, V'chayev Misa B'dei Shemaim. Shenemar, from a Posek also, V'azor HaKorev Yumos. Any Zar that comes close is Yumos. So what is, it's all it says. Zar HaKorev Yumos. By Shchut Echutz it says, La'asoy soy soy, Ishki Yale, Yale, Oizevach, Dam Shofach, etc., etc. Here it just says, Azor HaKorev Yumos. So mipi ashmu olamdu she'ein chiyev ze ela lekarev la'avoida ve'echen izir alav v'zor lekavanechem ezer zar etc. Now he says beis afa bisha zorim uzorim shlusas ke b'avoida ma'avoida sekabonus ein chiyev en misa la'avoida tamo lo la'avoida sheish achir avoida ve'en ezor chay misa ela al arba avoidas b'vad al azriko ve'al haktore v'an nischa mayim b'chag v'an nischa yayin tamit. So the two things that's relevant for us is a zar's chayev on zrika and his chayev on Haktara as well. Correct? And the Rambam says very clearly, Ketzad al Haktara, Namadalit, Hiktire Vorim, or Kemet, or Levoina, or Mizbeach, Afil Hofach Be Vorim, Shlenizakul, even if he just turned it around, the Korav Srifoson, and he burnt it, Chayev Misa. Vuhu, Shehiktir, Kazayas. Same thing, that you only Chayev, when a Zar doesn't avoid a Kazayas. Ask the Minchas of Rambam a question, we don't find a pasuk that tells me, Lasay say say bachutz, only make sure it's a kezayis. Hazora korev yumos, we don't find any pasuk has to be dafka kezayis. Why not? And it has to be only kezayis, but why don't we have a havamin even less than a kezayis, and you need a pasuk to tell me, no, only kezayis. Just like we find by Haktorah bachutz. Haktorah bachutz, Taisa says, Lasos Oisa, because I can learn from Adure Poikin, even less than the Kazayas. So Lasos Oisa tells me that you need a special Pasuk, that only Kazayas Yichai Vachutz. So why by Azar, which is the same non-Avoida, and the same thing that's going on, you're not doing anything, and it's an Avera in Yichai Misa, why over there don't we need a special Kazayas Akasa? Tell me, make sure it's a Kazayas, it's Poshit. Then unless it's a Kazayas, you're not starting, there's nothing to talk about. My Avdel, what's the difference?
When a czar is coming, when a Kohen is doing it outside, that's the Kohen doing it. So you might think that even if it's less than a Kazayas, it's okay. But when a czar is doing it,
what's the difference?
Unless he brings a real, you know, a real...
And the Kohen? He's doing it outside, there's no base of Mikdash.
But it's the Kohen.
I know. What's the difference? What is the difference? In other words, by the way, if a czar does... I'm not sure, schut echutz, if a czar does it outside, he's potter, right?
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's just anybody. But a coin does not. So what's if the coin on the outside? I know that's the difference. My Avdel, what's the difference? Yeah, how do you understand it?
The czar picks up a piece less poking.
What?
The czar picks up the piece that's on the floor.
Less than a kazayis. Less than a probably also chayef. I think it's also chayef. Yeah, he's saying even less than kazayis chayef. Yeah, dura poking is a separate thing. In other words, but that's the question, the basic question. Ari, you understand the question? But what's the difference between the two? Now we can say the answer. I'm going to try and develop it and try and understand, you know, a little more in depth what is exactly going on over here. Okay. Look in the number 4 if you want to read it inside. Minchas Ram says, Aval tzorchiyun mehecha tesa de neymo de chivin de mutzino ba dure poikin de haveyak torah de yischayiv gam bachutz. If you tell me the fact that less than a kazayis as adure poikin, you return the pieces. And if you chay bachutz, the imke neimo, the gamzal yischayev al poches mikazayis. Vare loy matzinu rak miyad miyuchet bachutz, uveshal duchte mashmid yari misvorad de boy kazayis. Vada kushim, my time of boy bachutz, the miyad miyuchet. In other words, why bachutz? Do I need a special miyut? If by zar, on the inside, I don't need special miyut and it's poshet, it's gotta be kazayis. So why bachutz? Do I need a special miyut? So Joe says, because he's a Kohen, and the Kohen, he's Adure Poikin, he's more connected to it. Okay, and this is on a Mizbech. So Adure Poikin is more connected to it. So what's exactly the difference? I don't really know. Okay. So in order to understand that, it's Kedai to go through another Gemara. The Gemara, the next blot. Daf Kuftesimid Beis. A little bit complicated Gemara, but there's a Mishnah Melech as the Kasher Tzorch Iyun remains. And there's a simple teret, and I think that's the key to understanding our sugya as well. Says the Mishnah and Daf Kuftesim at base. So the Mishnah says like this: Hakoymitz vahalavoina vaaktoires uminchas kahanim uminchas koyin Mashiach uminchas nesochim shehikriv meechad mehen kazayis bachutz chayef, which means not just if you male evarim, but anything which gets burnt on the mizbeach, the koymitz, the levoina, the aktoires. Or the Keteris also, or the Mitzvah which gets burnt on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Keteris, anything. Or Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Zochim, Shikriv Ma'achaz Men Kezayis Bachutz, Chayef. That if you male on the outside, the Kezayis, you're going to be Chayef. What's this Keteris? Look in Rashi, Bakteris, Shebechol Yoim, Pras Shel Shachis, Upras Shel Bein Arbaim. If it's a pras of the morning and pras of the afternoon. By the way, how much is a pras? Anybody know? Kazayis, more than kazayis? It's more than kazayis. Pras is more than kazayis. So if your person, the keteris gets burnt, spread out, pras in the morning, pras in the afternoon, so if you went shehikta, you burnt kazayis mehen bachutz, chayef. You chayef. Why chayef? It's not the whole keteris. It's not a hokdaris, because Ksavi holds ksi ksiv oisai al sholem uchayev ve'ena chayev al chaser. It says lasais oisai that shchut echutz alo bachutz. It's got to be complete. Ashiu haktor ksiv v'ainu ksayis. In other words, the shiur haktor is a ksayis. So even though technically you're burning incense in the base of mikdash inside a pras b'shachis pras b'nevaim, as long as you did a ksayis on the outside, you chayev. Right? That's lasais oisai. The chiddush is even the chiddush is not less than a kazayis, but also the chiddush is they don't need what
it doesn't
have to be a pras. Kazayis is good enough. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer argues on what's the name? He agrees on a kezias by a dam or by karbonis that you have a kezias, that you need to have a kezias, and you don't have to do the whole emurim. He agrees to that. But when it comes to keteris, he says, since that's the main mechaper, so it's got to be the full amount. He argues, Rabbi Eliezer, look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer poiter achiyakiv es kulon. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, when it comes to keteris, so in other words, where do I say that a kezias is good enough and you don't need the whole emurim, even a part of the emurim, as long as it's kezias good enough? That's by emurim. Why? Because you also have dam. So the dam is a zrika. And that's a kapara. So there you do kezias is good enough. Mashenkin says, Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to keteris with that, then clearly you have to do not just the kezias, but you got to do the whole bang lot. You got to do the whole pras in order to be chayev v'chutz. Machlek is tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer, if you chayev in a kezias of keteris, or only more than a kezias, which is the full amount that's done on the inside. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, hamakte kezias v'chutz chayev. If you makte kezias on the outside of keteris, you're chayev. Who does that follow? Tanakama. Right? You don't need the whole pras. Hamakti kezayis b'chutz chayev. Chatzi pras bifnim potter. If you do less than the pras on the inside, then you potter.
How does the chatzi pras relate to kezayis?
So Rashi says, chatzi pras bifnim, lav dafke chatzi pras nokat, du hadin le kezayis. In other words, even if you do less, in other words, on the outside, only kezayis yichayev. On the inside, your potter, anything less than a pras. Even a kezayis. Anything less than a pras, your potter. So Gemara says, kusha kezayis, my potter. Potter zar, that means if a zar does less than a pras, he's potter. If he does on the outside, a kezayis, a kayin, he's chayef. But if you do a zar on the inside, the kezayis, your potter, Gemara says, my potter, potter zar, amai, haktori. You're telling me that a kezayis is called haktori, and that's when the outside, you're chayef. By the way, the Gemara compares the two. So then, why is a zar potter on the inside of a kezayis? He only needs a full pras. It's not true. If you tell me kezayis haktori, it should be chayef on the outside, and the zar should be chayev on the inside as well. That's Gemara's question. Tan Rabbanon. Hamakti kezayis b'chutz chayev, chatzi pras bifnim potter, kesak daif, my potter. Ptur zar, amai, haktori. Look in Rashi. Kesak beis. Kesak daif, my ptur zar, diila bezoris komar, my ptur shaykh lemei bifnim. Va my potter, why you potter? Ho haktori. The high tana digim chayev ala b'chutz. Because this man number holds that a kezayis is enough to be chayev on the outside. So if a kezayis is enough to be chayev on the outside, then the zar and the kezayis should be chayev also. So clearly they're both the same. So what's the Gemara saying? So the Gemara says, Omer b'zeru, Omer afrizdo, Omer avyemi, varabo, Omer av, my potu, potu tzibu. It doesn't mean, this man d'omer holds, that the keteris that you bring every day, pras b'shachris, upras b'in abayim, it's only a chumre yaseir, it's only, not yaseir, it's only a din d'rabonon to have a chiyuv, to have a pras. But me'ikah din, what's the shear of a keteris? A kezayis. And therefore, You burn a kezayis on the outside, you chayev misa. Hey, you burn a kezayis on the inside, you potter, not from misa, you chayev misa. But if the kohen would bring a kezayis on the inside, then he's potter from the tzibur, which means he's off the hook. They fulfilled the mitzvah. That's what it means. Says Rashi, my potter, what? My potter, potter tzibur, the yotzei chavasan, the kezayis haveyak tara. That's all it says. It says that a kezayis is enough. Not the czar. There's no czar over here. There's no czar. Just a kohen. So what it means, potter? It doesn't mean a czar. It means a kohen. Because the shear is a kezayis. That's a chiddush.
What is he doing more?
Nothing. Even though it says pras b'shachis pras bin abayim. Guess what? He's not. No, if he does it on the outside. Yeah, that's what it says. Now read it again. Ton rabona makti kezayis b'chutz chayev misa chatzi pras b'vnim. You do kezayis on the inside, even less than a pras. Then you potter. It means you pottered. You're done off the hook.
You're
kohen that did it on the inside.
But I'm saying with the amount, you actually mekayim the mitzvah.
Mekayim the mitzvah, exactly. And it's not talking about a zar at all. That's the first thing. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yim, Rav, Omer Rav, my potter potter tzibu. Omer Rav Zera, so that's not shver. Ikashli, hokashli. I have another question. Rav says that on this, Rebbe Eliezer is moide. Look in Rashi. Afagav the polig mastis and abachutz moide hu lahi taina by sefer the potter tibur the kashli alo amai moide of Rebbe Eliezer lavaktori koma mid the potter ole bachutz. One second. What am? Oh, yeah. So says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yim. I'm sorry. Amar Rav Zera, kashli ha kashli. Hod Amar Rav alo b'ho afil Rebbe Eliezer moide. In other words, Rav says that on the brice of Tanu Rabbonon, even Rebbe Eliezer agrees that the Tzibur is potter with the Kezayis. So he says, what do you mean I feel Rebbe Eliezer mother? The Rebbe Eliezer la vaktori. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the only haktara on the outside is only the full amount. So on the outside, why does Rebbe Eliezer agree Yechayev on a Kezayis? Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah says not like that. On the outside Yechayev, the full amount. So why on the outside Yechayev and why on the inside are you fulfilling the mitzvah by giving less than a shear? So Amar Rabbo, says Rabbo, Ba'aktore de'heichol kula amaloi pligi. Ki pligi ba'aktore de'pnim. In other words, everybody agrees ba'aktore, there's two types of keteris. Remember, there's a keteris in the everyday, pras v'shachris u'pras bein abayim, that's in the heichol, that's in the mikdash, the regular aktore of the keteris, a pras in the morning, pras in the afternoon. Says Rabbi, everybody agrees, even Rebbe Eliezer agrees, that's what it means, I feel Rebbe Eliezer moida. Everybody agrees that when it says pras, it's only an extra thing, but a kezayis is good enough. Keep ligi, where's the machlekes? Bahaktore de pnim. The keteris of Yom Kippur, which says you have to do meloi chofnov, the ma'asavar, meloi chofnov dafka. In other words, one man omer says, it says, Melech Chofnov has to be a full Chofnov, and therefore, less than that, you're not going to be Mekayim anything. Another man omer says, no, Melech Chofnov is Lav Davka. Says, Abai, that can be. Omer Abayev, Kiksiv Chuka, Baktore Dipnimu Dixiv. It doesn't make sense. It says in Torah Chuka, and whenever it says Chuka in Kochim, it's Lav or Alav, it's for sure, it's Makiv. So it says by Torah Zepnim, Chukah Asoylam, Chukah Tamid Adarai Seichem. So therefore, it must be Mulei Chafnav, it has to be the full amount. Says Abaye in Upshat. Says Abaye, Elom Abaye like this. Bahak, this is important. Elom Abaye. Bahak Torah Bifnim, Kule Alma, Loi Pligi. Everybody agrees by Hak Torah Bifnim. Look in Rashi. In other words, everybody agrees. One second. Oh. Everybody agrees, Haktorah Bifnim, Kula Amaloi Pligi. Everybody agrees, the Haktorah in the Heichol, it says Rashi. Abayin Ami Kirabe Mitaratzla. The Braise, the Moide Bereb Liezer, Baktorah de Heichol. The Braise is talking about Haktorah in the Heichol, and everybody agrees, a Kezayis is good enough. Umasnisim, Bahaktorah de Pnim. And the Mishnah is talking about Haktorah of, what's the name? The Haktorah of, not the Heichol, but Haktorah of Yom Kippur. Umiyu, like a time of the Roma, the Rabbi Dom and Rabbona Molechovnov Lav Davka. The Kula Alma Molechovnov Davka. Ubifnim the Kula Alma Loipligi. Everybody agrees that on Yom Kippur, you have to have the only way you pat yourself is Molechovnov. Nobody argues on that. The Shleim Abinon. Keep Ligi, Kagun Shihikti, Kazais, Menakteurish, Chafinus Pnim, Bachutz. What's the Machloikis, Tanakam and Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah? If you take from the Keteris on Yom Kippur, and your Kohen goes and burns the Keteris on the outside, how much of the Keteris of Yom Kippur do you have to burn on the outside in order to be Chayev? Tanakama says, a Kezayis is good enough. And Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you need Melech Chafnov. In other words, everybody agrees, the Keteris of the Heichal of the Mikdash, how much do you need? Kezayis, that's it. It says, pras doesn't need to have a pras. And therefore everybody agrees with the statement of the Tanur Rabbanon, which means that on Bachut, you chayiv on a kezayis, and Bifnim, if you do a kezayis, even less than a pras, you for sure mekayim the mitzvah. Nobody argues on that. But the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer is if on Yom Kippur you take from the Malay Chofnov a kezayis worth, and you burn it on the outside, are you chayiv of Akhtar Bachut, or you're not chayiv? Marsovar, Molly Chofnov, Marsovar, Yalfinom Pnim Michutz, which means that just like the Kteris Pnim, Hamad, the Kteris of the, meaning just like the Chutz, the Kteris Chutz, which is the Heichel, how much of the Heichel do you have to burn in order to be Chayiv on the outside? Kazayas. So Yalfinom Pnim Michutz, which means the Kteris of Yom Kippur, how much you have to burn it to be chayiv on the outside? Only kezayis. Umar sova lo yalfinom pnimichutz. And other manomer says no, that we don't learn pnimichutz, and therefore on Yom Kippur if you take from the Mlei Chofnov, you have to take the Mlei Chofnov on the outside to be chayiv on a kezayis in order to be chayiv on Haktorah Bachutz. Look what the Gemara is discussing over here. How theoretical could you get that on Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol, after he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he takes this, or anybody else, he takes the Malay Chofnov, and he burns it on the outside, the Halal Bachutz, how much you have to be chayiv? That's the Machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe Eliezer. Tanakam says, even a Kezayis good enough, Yalfinon Chutz Mipnim, or Pnim Michutz, even the Kodesh of Yom Kippurim, Michayiv, how much a Kezayis is good enough? And the other man says, no, you need to be burned on the outside. On Yom Kippur, it has to be the full amount, which is how much? Malay Chafnov. Right? But the Kteris on the inside, nobody argues, because that's Kteris on the Heichel, everybody agrees it's enough for Kezayis. I think it's more than that even. And we said Pras is just, doesn't have to be exactly Pras, Kezayis will be good enough. That's very straightforward, the Gemara. But should watch. How does the Rambam paskin? So let's see the Rambam. When he talks about halal bachutz, so look in the Rambam in number 6. So the Rambam talks about halal bachutz, and he says not just el beis einu chayiv ela halal davar roi leishim mivdeach goyin oilo, etc. etc. Mikan amu azurik is dama makte evor eilo. Oy, a murin, a kaimet, a levoina, a ktoire, a minchus kahane, a minchus zochim, a mnachs, a shlosh log, a mayim bachutz, chayiv shnema, loiven las ozokal mskal bafnim, chayiv and lo bachutz. Which means, you chayiv even if you burn the ktoires on the outside, or anything else that goes on the mizbech, you chayiv as halah bachutz. Right? Talks about everything. Aye. Talks about everything, the Rabbam. Anything which can get burnt, you chayiv on Allah b'chutz. Mikan amru, hazerik es adam, or emak tevor e'oilo, dam is a different reason, or emurin or kemetz, or levoin, or k'teres, or minchazochim, you chayiv, lo yiven lasikol, mitzkab b'pnim, chayiv, anything that goes on a mizbeach. That is considered roi l'ishim, you chayiv on Allah b'chutz. Continues the Rambam in Allah ches, Kol dover shechayovin al ha'losay b'chutz, kivin shehelo mimenu kezayis b'chutz, chayev. Bein shehelo b'fnim t'chilo, v'shayim menu kezayis v'elo b'chutz, bein shniach hakol b'fnim, v'loch menu kezayis v'elo b'chutz. That's it. How does Rambam paskin? What do you need to be chayev on Allah b'chutz? How much? Kezayis. Is Rambam mechalik between the k'teiris of Yom Kippur, the k'teiris of the Heichal? No. How does the Rambam hold? Like Tanakama, because I say everything. Yalfinon, chutz mipnim. Right? Yalfinon, pnimi chutz. Yalfinon, pnimi chutz. Now the one from the Yom Kippur, we learn from the chutz, from every chutz, with Yechayev. So the Rambam goes straightforward. By the way, the Rambam in Avodas Yom Kippurim says the same thing. The Rambam says, Avodas Yom Kippurim, if the Kohen Gadol takes a kezayis from the Malay Chafnov, and he puts it on the Heichal instead, he's also Chayiv Misa. So clearly holds, because that's also called Chutz, right? It's not a Kodesh HaKadoshim. So clearly holds that a Kezayis, you're passing like Tanakam, which makes sense, Yafinon Chutz Mipnim. Comes along the Mishnah LeMelech, and the Mishnah LeMelech says, now wait a second, why the Rambam paskins on the Tzar who does Navoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam talks about the Tzar doing the Avoida. One of the Avoidas the Tzar does is Aktara. So look at number Dalet, Hilchus Bias Mikdash. Number 7, Halacha Dalet, Keitzat al Haktara. How is he chayev a Tzar by Haktara? Hikti revorim a kremer tse levoin al mizbeach. Afil opach, revorim shalin zakal bukovus revoz chay miso, vuhu shikti kezayis. Vecheinim hikti keteres. Al mizbeach azov, mishiyakti kezayis chayev, right? In the Mizbeach Azov, we said in the Heichol, how much you need? Kezayis, you don't need a pras, you chayev as a Tzar. Aval amaktik teres b'yom ha-kipurim b'kodesh ha-kadoshim, the Tzar that goes inside the Kodesh ha-kadoshim. On Yom Kippur, ein chayev misa leo, at shiyaktim olei chofnof, shiur ha-mufurish b'teira. This comes along the Mishnah Melech, Tzorchin Gadol. If the Gemara compares the two, and the Gemara says that both of them are not considered avodas, the halal, bachutz, and the zar is not considered avodas, why? And the Gemara compares the two, and the Gemara says, "What yichayev over here?" It's the same thing, right? The Gemara in the Havamina at least compared the two, so it comes along the Mishnah Melech and says, just like we learn pnim michutz on the halal, and therefore, if you take from the avodas of the Keteris and Yom Kippur, and you burn on the outside. How much you chayev on? Already on the kezayis. So why not bifnim? When you taka inside the kodesh kedoshim, you should also be chayev already in the kezayis. Tzorchin Gadol. That's the Mishnah Melech's question over there in the Rambam. Veda, number 8. The Rabbeinu lechol haklal ben kteres pnim lekteres chutz vanirem midvorov the bishneim is chayev bekezayis. Ukumosh kesav tchilas dvorim v'tam mishum the pasuk kim to Rav Ashi, which is Abaye the Basru. Yafinu pnim michutz. Ach beferik tes melchus bias amikdash al chadal al kosav v'chein im hiktik teres al mizbach hazov mishyakti kezayis chayov aval amaktik teres bim kipurim kodesh yoshim en chay misa at shiyakti em loy chofnov hashem fuz b'teir v'arei adov mufurish it's really the gabi chiyuv the zar lo yalfin on pnim michutz umorin hevi al dir rabbein alol sigizu because of the same dvorov v'tzorch iin what does he mean nirish that's the magad mishnah nirish shuk shaloi dichiheche di yalfin on pnim michutz the gabi chiyuv the chutz hachanam oil on ilmo the gabi chiyuv the zar v'lechayv avet the gazmim kizayis mishumoch adov v'tzorch iin he asked the kasha in other words he says the magad mishnah's question is that v'tzorch iin why is it tzorch iin because both of them not called an avoida, and just like the Gemara compares the two, so then why does the Rambam say that when it comes to Tzar, Kezayis is good enough for the Keteris, and when it comes to even from the Chofna from Yom Kippurim, and when it comes to the Tzar doing it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there we say you only need to do the full amount. What's the difference between the two? Similar to our question on the Hava Minan Tosfos, that same question is already asked by the Mishnah Melech over here on the difference between the two terraces, which we pulled out of our sugya and the Kuftesim at base, that complicated Gemara, and it talks about the terraces and the inside, pnim, chutz, pnim. That's what comes out. What's the answer? Same question, we need one answer for both. What's the answer? Now I'm asking a little bit better. It's clear, black and white. What's the difference? It says Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, Hagram Halevi. Who is Hagram Halevi? Right? It must be Reb Yosher Meir's father. It's not Reb Meir Soloveitchik, I think. It must be Hagram Halevi. He has Hagram Halevi as in Kachim. Moshe Soloveitchik also gives Shurim on Kachim. Okay, maybe. I don't know who it is. It says Hagram Halevi. I suppose that must be him, right? There's only one Hagram Halevi. I think it must be Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, right? Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the father of Yosher Meir. So he said like this. He says, very, very simple and very clear, and it actually fits in with what we said in the Brisker Rav when we gave the first year on Ashechet V'Amale. So he said like this. He says that there's a difference, even though both of them are non-working avoiders, there's a difference between Zar in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen doing it on the outside. Why? He says because Zar that doesn't avoid, it's on the Heftza of the Avoida, which means he has to do the Avoida. It's an Avoida that he's doing in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be an Avoida. So unless it qualifies to all the dinim of the Avoida, he's not doing an Avoida. The only thing that's missing is that he's a Tzar. So it has to be a Tzar doing the full Avoida. It's on the avoider that he's doing, it has to do an avoider, otherwise it's not Zar Shavat. The Isser is Zar Shavat. So unless you do the full avoider, you don't have the Zar, you don't have the Isser of a Zar Shavat. But when it comes to the Halo Bachutz, the Isser is not the Chefts of the avoider. The Isser is the Haktara, the Maisa Haktara. Remember we saw in the Bishkrav in the beginning, whether it was the Chefts of Zrika or the Maisa Zrika? Remember we saw that? Right? Mishchita, the Bishkrav said that by Shchita, it's not the, there's two types. There's the Maisa Shchita and there's the Avoid of Shchita. But the Bishkrav also said that when it comes to Halah, it's clearly only the Maisa Halah. It's not the Avoid of what's name. Or maybe we said the opposite. I remember what he said. He said opposite, by the avoider said it has to be the chepsa of the avoider, and by shchita, there's a maisa shchita also. Not sure what he said. He says no like that. He says no. He said when it comes to the halal, it's unlike a zar, but it's the halal, meaning burning something on a mizbeach is good enough. That's what it is. It's not, as long as it's a shame haktar, it's really what you said, but it doesn't have to be the actual avoider. We never need the actual avoider. All you need to do is the act of burning something on a mizbeach. There's a separate chiddush that by a zar, it has to be zar shavat. So unless it's a full avoider, there's no zar shavat. Read it inside, maybe it becomes clear, but read what he says, and he has a beautiful raya from a Rambam. Look what he writes. Ein chiddush shagram alevi, hechus b'yis ha-migdash. 9. The cholik chiyuv de zarus mechiyuv chutz. The chiyuv zarus hu al zar shavat, al maisa avoider, v'lechein b'zam rinon, the Torah is the Yom Kippurim. Loi have a ma'isa avoda. Rak b'shur molei chofnof. Upoch zimzeh loi have avoda. V'lochin potazah because I is the loi have avoda. B. Avel legabe chiyuv v'dechutz. Ein achiyuv dafke al avodas chutz. It's not zah shavat. It's not avodas chutz. Elu chiyuv al ma'isa halo v'haktora b'chutz. In other words, it's not avoida bachutz, it's the haktorah, the burning of the thing bachutz. It's not the zar shavat. Here there's no din avoida, it's burning it. In other words, what's a Maisa Torah by Ktaris? A Kazayas is called burning. You burnt enough. That's called a Maisa Torah. What's a minimum shear to be called a Maisa Torah? A Kazayas, like every Maisa we do in throughout the Torah. Once I did a Kazayis, I did a Maisak Torah. I don't need to do the Avoida of a Torahs, because only the time I need to avoid it is inside, it's Zah Shavat. Every other place, as long as I did the Maisak Torah. How much is a Maisak Torah? A Kazayis. A Maisak Chila is a Kazayis. A Maisak Torah is a Kazayis. Never more than that. And therefore the Rambam says that when it comes to doing the Torahs Bachutz, it's enough just to have a shear of a Kazayis. That's called a Maisak Torah. Mashenke, when it comes to Zar Shavat, he has to actually do the Avodah, and therefore it has to be the full amount. What is the, look at the Raya of the Rambam. Beautiful Raya he has. Look at his Diyak. Halach is like this. How about the Rambam says that it's something else that has both halachas. Right? Something else which on the one hand, if you do it on the outside, you chayv Misa because of Halach Bachutz. And if you do it on the inside, a Zar, Yechayev, Zar Shavat. Right? A bunch of them are the same. I mean, let's look and be honest. The Rambam, the first one that talks about the Bachutz, he talks about all the things, right? Hazorik es Adam, Oyamakte vore Oilo, Eimurin, Ekeimetz, Elevoin, Ekteris, Eminchus, Kanemichus, Nsachim, Nasa Shleshnu Gemaim, Yain, Omaim Bachutz, Chayev. Correct? Now, equal to that is the Zar. What is that? Look in base. Right? Which two are the same, but they're very different? Well, Zrika is the same by both. Haktara, the Rambam by Zar, is very general. So it means all types of Haktara. Ktaris, and Emurim, and everything. When he speaks about Nisuch HaMayim, he becomes very general in one, and very specific in the other one. Look what he says. When he comes to Nisuch HaMayim by Halo Bachutz, HaMenasach Shloish Yugen Lugin Yayin or Mayim Bachutz, Chayev. Right? Right? Why? Because the Mizbeach use takes Mayim or Yayin. So if you do it on the outside, you're Chayev. Correct? Does he say when? Does he say when? Does he say when? That means if I do Nisuch HaMayim Bachutz, not doing Sukkos, am I Chayev or not? Sounds like it. Doesn't say. By the way, the Rambam says clearly by number Dalit, if you do the shir less than that. Aber zerg shir adam, v'chein ha-menasach yayin o'mayim pochis m'shloi shalugin b'chutz, potter. Bein b'chag, bein m'shayim mois ha-shona. That means when I do shloi shalugin, which is the shir, right? When am I chayiv? Bein b'chag, bein m'shayim mois ha-shona. So clearly when it comes to doing it b'chutz, I'm chayiv, even not doing Sukkos. Correct? When the Rambam talks about Zar that does this Avoida, what does the Rambam say clearly? In Beis, Val Nisuch HaMayim Bechag, Val Nisuch HaYayim Tomid. Seems to say that it has to be during the time of Sukkos. What's the difference? If they're both not good Avoidas, same question. Why when it comes to Zar Shavat, and he pours the water in the Beis HaMikdash, only on Sukkos, rest of the time you're off the hook. And when it comes to a Kohen taking the water, which I guess was in Scottish B'Kli Shares, and he goes and he pours it on the outside, it's the whole time of Shlei Shalugin. What's the difference? Push it, the difference is the same. Because when it comes to Halal Bachutz, it's the Maisa. How much is the shear? The shear, 3 lugin. Has been just kind of speak Lisharis, of course. But once you have yayin, water, which is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, and you went and did it on the outside, you're going to be chayiv. Because it's not the avoida you're looking for, it's the maisa of Baalit Bachutz. So therefore, even if it's not a sukkah, it's a maisa Baalit Bachutz, you're chayiv. Mashenkin Zor Shavat is only if he does the avoida. When is the avoida? Only if it's done on Sukkos. If it's done during the year, there's no avoid of water. So therefore the Rambam says, when it comes Zar Shavat, he says, Mayim Bachag. Nice diuk from...
A Kohen
the rest of the year pours water inside. A Kohen or yes, he pours water, but nothing. Of course meaningless. Just like a Zar does it, it's also meaningless. In other words, that's the difference. Once I know that, then the same pshat is in Taishas. We had a question, both of them are not considered good avoiders. So why do they need a special meat of kezias? Only by halah and not by zar. Zar, we don't find a thing. Very push it. Because zar less than the kezias, it's not avoiders, nothing. Mashen came, halah. So since the adure poikim is still a shame akhtar, so I would think you're even less than kezias and need a special posik. Mashen came over here, I'm not doing adure poikim. I'm doing, haktorah. Saktara, unless it's a kezias, unless it's an avoida, it's nothing, and if you don't need a posik for that, mashenkin by halal, you do need a posik. So what do we have over here? Even though we have two scenarios, which seem to be the same, of doing the wrong thing, not in the right time, there's a big difference between halal bachutz, and between, another, a kohen doing it on the outside, versus a zar doing it on the inside. A kohen doing it on the outside, as long as you have the maisa halal, has to be the right shear, but a shear kezias will be good enough. That's called a shei maktara. Mashein kein, when it comes to zah doing the avoida, there has to be the full avoida. And if the shear requires more than the kezias, then of course you need that as well. And those are the two concepts that we have over here. So we have today about haktara bachutz versus haktara al dezar. These are the two concepts that come out of this sugya over here.